call the special council meeting to order. Today is Tuesday, March 5th, 2019, at 5:30. I'd like to acknowledge that both the press and the public were duly notified of this meeting in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act. I would like to go to executive session and in accordance with South Carolina Code Section 30-470A1 for discussion of personnel and employment matters in accordance with South Carolina Code Section 3470A2 to receive legal advice regarding contractual matters. If the members of the audience would please, do we have a second?
Second.
Discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
We are now speaking before we come out.
In front of all this crowd.
So it would be,
yes, sir, I think we're,
Maria, are we in a second?
Okay, we are now.
People will be listening.
Okay, we are now out of executive session. No decisions were made during this when the matters discussed.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to, and please, like, interject me if I speak out of line here. I'd like to move that we amicably sever our contract with
Jim Mercer
for convenience, and seek to collect all of the applications and resumes he's received upon, and then submit our final payment for the current amount due.
Second payment.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry. Thank you. Satisfy what we need.
It certainly does.
Yeah.
Second
amendment.
Sir.
He just.
Have
you
made?
You second.
We need a second. I'll second it.
Mm-hmm. Seven amendment. Final payment to not to exceed $13,000.
Second. Okay, so let's vote on the amendment. All those in favor of the amendment not to exceed $13,000 signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Ayes have it. Now to the original motion of severing the contract upon receiving all the applications that he has received. And in return, we will pay the second payment of $13,000 and our contract is over. Do I hear a motion?
You got a motion.
I made a motion. Do I have a second?
You already have one.
You already
yeah.
Second.
So just vote.
Oh, yeah. I'm sitting here going. All those in favor, see what I'm saying? Your question?
No, that was my
question. All those in favor.
Strong.
Aye. Any nays?
That's anticipated.
It passes unanimously.
Okay.
Unanimously.
We'll put
okay.
Okay.
Now.
Okay, so now the question I think remains, if we're severing this agreement, then we have to figure out how are we fulfilling these positions. The options are we could go to another outside group or we could use our internal staff and internal expertise. I don't know if we need a motion for this. I don't think so.
I just closed it.
You're making me a little nervous.
Don't
you do it.
There you go.
I think we should direct staff to conduct a screening for the remaining positions that the interim city administrator would recuse herself from the city administrator position, but otherwise that the HR officer and interim city administrator would lead the screening process with the applications received from the Mercer. So that's part one of my recommendation. Part two is related to the chief of police. And unless public safety has any concerns about the applications that were provided, for sake of efficiency and speed, and because at least from what we were able to see and the initial test results for some tested candidates, they appear to be very strong, high caliber candidates, I would say we move forward with the 10 or 11 or however many were provided with Jim Mercer. But I'd like to hear from public safety.
Just observations, and I do have concerns, and I'll state why. It was either two or three of those candidates for prior placements, right? Which is, and if you're in the personnel business, it's a bit of a matter of convenience. If you've already placed mm-hmm. people, you're not necessarily getting the best candidates. You're getting the ones that warrant the least amount of work on the part of the search firm. There were dismissals on there for reasons that, you know, I don't want to state publicly, but for reasons that are inexplicable. There were missing candidates of some people that we know had submitted applications, as some of us sitting here, they'd come through residence. Again, inexplicable. So I know my view was I had wanted to at least read them, right? I'm not, you know, hung up on who does the selection, but I'm not at all comfortable that the diligence was done out of 151 candidates to come up with that particular list. The other thing I think we should give some consideration to is proximity to where we're located right now, like you would in any other search. These are likely to warrant relocation expense. If we have a pool of qualified candidates and 151 people that are nearby, it's a much easier process to get them here and to get them engaged in work and moving them here. So I'd like somebody to go back through them. I don't care if it's personnel committee, but I'd like somebody to go back through them, you know, with the diligence that we would have expected from him that we've all agreed didn't come before we just leaped to 10 candidates.
I totally agree.
Well, I would, to city staff, what sort of screening process would you guys recommend, or what have you thought about? I realize you haven't had a lot of time.
we haven't been able to go that far, but we can certainly present a proposal. You know, and
you also have other stuff on your plates.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think that we all recognize that this is a high priority, mm-hmm. and you know, we would arrange our workload accordingly. But I think that it could be a more in-depth discussion at the personnel committee. You know, how do we move forward? What do we feel comfortable? I sincerely agree with Councilmember Bell's point. You know, how confident are we with that final pool that was submitted to us, and whether or not it's worth taking a little bit of time to going through all these other resumes and information that was submitted, and just to have some peace of mind that, you know, we've really vetted everybody that that we should.
Okay.
John, just one of the quick things, and note in that report there were no reference checks done on those candidates.
Correct.
No, the qualification, I was very dissatisfied. I don't think he spoke to every candidate that was on there. And I'll state for the record that research has showed that resumes are worthless in terms of showing if someone's qualified or not. Absolutely worthless and absolutely unpredictable in terms of if someone's a good fit. And I think what he's done is he looked at resumes and said this is a good fit or not. So that said, I felt like there was enough of the qualifications and the matrix that he showed for me to say I feel like there's a high caliber. But I wanted to hear from public safety, and you've swayed me. So I'm perfectly happy if city staff is like they can handle it.
And one of the other things, while there were a number of definitely qualified candidates, a number of the candidates had service in the public safety for 25, 30, 30 some years. And our chief just retired after 35 years. So, I mean, we don't want to get into a position where we're hiring somebody on of those ones who's going to turn around and we're going to be looking for another chief of police in another 5 years. And I echo what Randy had said about trying to find somebody locally. You know, I think we're going to have a better candidate if we can go through, while we have somebody who has a network within South Carolina Department law enforcement and is able to work within, already in that, can jump in this. We're coming into this thing late already. We need somebody who can go in here, who knows people, who can jump into this position and get rolling with the network within the state.
Yes, ma'am.
So I thought there were some strong candidates in that field that I would have been very comfortable bringing in and interviewing. I am very concerned that we are looking at summer season coming up quickly in spring break. And so I think we need to commit to a timeline. Mm-hmm. And that's just weighing heavy on my mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very heavy on my mind. For all of us, for Public Works, for city administrator, for all of it. I don't know how to put the, you know, pedal to the metal. I don't know what we should do, but somehow we need to go from 0 to 100 like tomorrow. I'm a little freaked out about all this.
One more time. And the problem with that is it's going to be dependent upon Mercer releasing all those resumes.
Well, and you know, we'll require that. That'll be a requirement.
Correct.
Timely.
Mm-hmm.
And
just
we'll put a quick deadline you know, we'll make that as part of the requirement, you know, up to a date that we would be required.
It's got 10 days though.
10 days, I believe, per the contract he would have.
But we can push.
But we can.
He wants to get paid, so.
Yeah, we can, we have some leverage.
When you hold the check, it's really.
We have that leverage, yes.
It's not hard for him to.
Push a button, transfer a file.
Yeah, just forward everything to us.
Council members.
Or fax it.
And thank you, I was curious about the city administrator post, obviously, we're either talking about, if we're limiting it to city staff, I mean, Desiree can't be involved.
No, she wouldn't, yes, of course not.
So is that a search that we need to think, I'll go ahead and think about an alternative plan for going through those, or is that something we're gonna put?
Lynette can own that part of the process, she and Desiree can agree on the process for both positions, for all three positions.
And chair personnel.
Well, and with Public Works, it was gonna be.
Just the.
We weren't even going to involve Mercer.
He was just supposed to do the application.
Other than just getting.
Okay, testing the net.
That was not gonna involve him anyway.
Yeah, that's good.
I think for the city administrator role, it would be important for this to be a process that's handled by the personnel committee, not necessarily a staff person. I think as support, certainly, but it has to be driven by full council and the personnel committee.
Well, she's got so much experience.
Are you, but, yeah.
I'm saying as a support, but not in the decision-making process.
No, as support.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
that's what I just wanted.
As the implementer of the process, not as the designer, is what you're saying.
To go through and screen out a bulk of them.
With.
With the personnel committee.
With the personnel chair.
The whole committee.
So there's no thought that we would wanna pull in somebody else to help expedite?
No, definitely, we need to get going.
Too much.
And we need a timeframe on this.
So.
I am worried about our timeline.
I think that we could, let's set everything from the date that we receive the applications. As soon as we receive the applications, I think that we can, I think we have to use something like a pre-employment assessment to very quickly narrow down the candidates that are even qualified. And that way, that'll objectively, bias-free, get us to a list of, here are the top candidates that we should even consider. And these ones, we don't have to worry about because they're lower, they don't have a good fit for what we care about. From there, I don't know how much it'll get whittled down to statistically, because I work in pre-employment assessment, we're probably looking at the top 20 to 25% of candidates. So we've gotten the list down to a pretty manageable amount at that point, and we can develop a screening, an interview screening guide for Lynette and Desiree to then start reaching out to these candidates.
And what I recommend is,
suggestion.
You know, Lynette and I can get together tomorrow and work on a timeline. You know, we'll sit down, we know how many resumes we're dealing with for each position, and sort of put some dates and some deadlines for ourselves and present that to you all. But I think that, you know, we need to sit down and sort of put pen to paper what the process will look like and, you know, the timeline that we're expecting, considering that, you know, we are coming into the busy summer season and we have some needs.
Are we planning on pulling in the anybody from the police department, the interim police chief, to help kind of call through some of these as well? I mean, there's some vernacular, I'm sure, that they'd be able to handle that. I wouldn't know what accreditations are for certain areas and what they mean. Mm-hmm. But,
I had, in thinking about getting somebody involved in law enforcement, I had reached out to a former chief of police from a very renowned department in the area that mm-hmm. has retired. And I had talked to him about whether or not he would be interested in becoming part of the team that screens these mm-hmm. folks and interviews these folks. And he was very eager to do that.
Okay.
Perfect.
That's
and
great.
I think that
that's
would
perfect.
Be it's still a local person. It's not no longer involved in a law mm-hmm. enforcement department. So I don't think that there would be any conflict mm-hmm. there. But
okay.
I think that if everybody agrees, I think that
that's
would be the way to go.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Have you thought about the future chief interviewing with the police department personnel?
Yes, that is part of the of our goal, is that once we narrow it down to three, that we schedule some time for the department to meet these folks and for them to provide feedback to us about, you know, what they think after meeting them. But I think that it's crucial, you know, this is somebody that's gonna be working for them, we want them to be involved.
Right, we make all the decisions, we don't ask them, and they don't like it.
We'll ask them.
At the same time, you know, I'd like to see, you know, a meet and greet of the top three candidates at the rec center for our residents, just to be able to hear their spew and get a feel for them. I think that's critical, that we involve not only our police, which is top, but, and Renette, you can bite me if you want.
I think for the sake of time.
May I, right.
Yes, ma'am.
We had talked about that in the very beginning, but for the sake of time, what we kind of thought about was, you are the elected officials.
Okay.
You represent all of your constituents out there. So I hope that they have faith in you, that we really don't have to do the meet and greet and the questioning, because we are really down to, I mean, and you know, all of that takes time. If it's someone from far away, we have to worry about travel.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many pieces to this
that
at this point, I think you are the elected officials. If you are the ones that finally, after, you know, we have the police meet them, I mean, the department meet them, and, you know, everybody's really comfortable with those top three, and that, you know, we rank them 1, 2, 3, and you make the decision, okay, we're gonna offer it to number one. I think your constituents will be happy that it was a very, again, the word transparency, was done, and that you are representing the people that you were voted in by.
Any other questions or suggestions?
I agree with my head.
Okay.
Do you feel like, I feel like I'm sensing clarity of direction, but just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Do we know how many applications came for all positions?
No.
He was saying hundreds.
We said 159 for the chief of police, but we don't have an exact number. He said he's had several for the public works assistant director, but then also for the city administrator. I want to say he alluded to 100.
Hundreds for all three.
Yeah.
For the.
But we haven't seen.
Yeah.
Would these candidates be expecting this something of a drawn out process so that they're not?
We're gonna have to get back to the shortlist that he sent us.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna have to get back to them probably tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
because apparently he told them he would get back to them today. So that's a good question, Susan.
Mm-hmm.
That if we want these candidates, who some of them for sure are high caliber and ones that we do want to consider,
mm-hmm.
We need to talk to them very soon to let them know that the process. You know, we're still evaluating candidates, and it's Jim Mercer was didn't understand the timing of the committee or something.
Well, yeah, we'll notify them. However, you know, with high level executive recruitment, they typically take longer than usual. So I think that they would be used to that, and would not be that big of a.
I did notice.
Okay, so did we have anything else?
We don't need to make any motions on it.
No.
No. I think the direction was very clear.
Decision.
Yep.
And the only other thing is, do I hear?
Motion adjourned?
Yes, sir. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank y'all.
All right.